What's happening? I had some spare time, so I am writing this article the day after Thanksgiving. It has been a sad one for me, having lost both my wife and daughter in the same year. I wasn't sure how I would go on, but I seem to be making it thanks to the rest of my family and friends who are either at my side or calling me on the phone every day. I don't want to forget how lucky we are to live in America, the greatest country on earth, and how we have to keep it that way. I usually write about UFOs, science, history or strange things, so today won't be any different. But first I want to say thanks to God for helping me through my time of grief. There has been a buzz on the internet lately comparing a steel monolith which was found in the desert to the ones in the movie Space 2001, A Space Odyssey. While it is true it certainly was strange to find a steel monolith, it didn't look old and it only looked like a piece of steel. It is a well-known fact artists have been found putting their works in deserts and other out-of-the-way locations, but no artist has come forward. This is making a lot of people think extraterrestrial. Unfortunately for them, there seem to be man-made rivets in the structure which on further examination seems to be bolted down. On top of all that, a witness has come forward and said he knew who put it there, and it was an artist named John McCracken who is recently deceased. He represented McCracken and stated the art gallery when McCracken has his works is divided on whether McCracken erected this structure. Since we are looking to the fact if it is extraterrestrial or ancient, the important point is it is recent and definitely human. British scientists almost have their process finished, a process which will be incredibly helpful when we decide to put people on the moon. They are working on a process to remove the oxygen from moon dust, but it is more than that. Once the oxygen is removed, the powder which is left will contain metals which can then be used to print construction materials which then can be used to build bases and habitats. We are almost there. Between this and the recent contract which was given to Nokia to set up a 4G service on the moon. Don't forget, water has been found in the soil on the moon. Now all we need are the people to go there. The layer of dust on the moon called regolith contains 45% oxygen. Speaking of the moon, a Canadian study has indicated there probably are precious metals on the moon, and the presence of volcanic rock is usually an indication iron sulfide is present. If it turns out gold, silver and other precious metals and maybe even diamonds are there, we could have a sort of gold rush by nations with the means to get there and transport back their treasure. Some people such as scientists and engineers are appealing to the government to help save the Arecibo radio telescope. It has been declared unrepairable, being too dangerous to repair. It is thought the military might have better resources to get the job done. This is the second biggest radio telescope in the world, having been eclipsed by the recently erected Chinese radio telescope. The telescope has been responsible for many astronomical discoveries and also for detecting a signal of years ago which could have been extraterrestrial. Protocol had indicated if a signal was received which was suspected to be extraterrestrial, the telescope had to be moved off its axis and then moved back to try and detect the signal again. After the mysterious signal was detected, the scope was moved as mandated by the protocol, but the signal could no longer be detected. Since the writing of this article, the telescope has collapsed. Israeli scientists are claiming they made an incredible discovery. They claim they have found out how to reverse cellular aging. As if this wasn't enough, the method they used has been used for over 100 years to treat the bends. When divers descend in the water past a certain depth, they have to go into a chamber when they return to the surface to prevent nitrogen bubbles from forming in the blood. The scientists are saying the same chamber can be used on people to saturate their blood with oxygen, which keeps the cells from shortening the telomeres, which are the tips of your chromosomes. As the telomeres shorten from our cells dividing, the cells age, and many scientists believe if they can somehow prevent the telomeres from shortening, it helps keep our cells younger and helps prevent cancer and maybe other diseases, including those where old age is responsible. Probably no other artist's paintings in the world have been not only continuously examined but revealed strange facts as those of Leonardo da Vinci. Scientists have found there was something about the Leonardo painting they didn't know. They found a microbiome. This is a colony of microbes. After examining 7 of Leonardo's paintings, they came to the conclusion each microbiome was unique enough to be used to identify the painting. What excites the experts is the microbiome can be used to figure out where a painting was painted. There are now archaeologists asking the question, could the Neanderthals and Homo sapiens have gone to war with each other? It's hard for me to imagine this since the Neanderthals were physically superior to modern humans, but it is believed not as smart. Could that be a correct assumption, and if so, could our brain power have allowed us to defeat them and eventually wiped them out? Some scientists and others think we have come to the point where artificial intelligence or AI could trick us into believing aliens exist. I guess this is possible even without AI. Anyway, I don't believe it would do this on its own. For years, there have been rumors going around the internet the government is planning to make believe there is an alien invasion so they can control us with emergency powers even more. Most people dismiss this, but others refer to the Northwoods memo by the Joint Chiefs of Staff dated the 13th of March 1962, where it was proposed to stage an attack on US citizens and blame the Cubans so we would have a reason to attack them. Needless to say, the idea was turned down by the president, but just the fact it was suggested makes one's blood run cold.